Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Just keeps going, man.
What happened?
Every year, there are more folks who are wrapped up in this holiday. And one person in this room could determine a bunch of women who do not have kids will be getting something, and if a bunch of men who are not fathers will be responsible for getting their partner's Mother's Day gift.
How does that work, man? Like, future possible Mother's Day? Maybe you'll be a mother one day. What is that?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Do not forget, gentlemen.
What's that?
Mother's Day is Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Write it down. And Mother's Day, Tommy, has become a holiday that has blown past your traditional mom.
Oh, yeah.
And simply this man's question proves it. Because Jay writes us a Facebook message yesterday, and this is a Facebook message directed squarely at Kimmy.
Yeah.
And he writes, quote, Kimmy, I know you're a dog lover. Ooh. And that you and your husband don't have kids.
True.
The reason I am writing this to you, my girlfriend and I live together and share a dog that we love. My girlfriend babies her like a child. I have seen ads on my phone lately for Mother's Day gifts for dog moms. It didn't occur to me that I should get my girlfriend a Mother's Day gift as a dog mom, but now I'm worried that she may be expecting one or will be disappointed if she doesn't get one or a friend does. Kimmy, would it be weird to you if your husband got you a Mother's Day gift from him and your dog? And if I should do this, what do you spend on a Mother's Day gift from a dog? That's a real Facebook.
So it'd be a fur mom, as they call themselves.
Or dog mom.
Yeah, either of those.
Both work.
Okay. This is a real Facebook message.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so before we have this discussion, I understand there are extenuating circumstances that would make people think this is more appropriate.
Yeah.
Infertility issues are big things like that.
Yeah.
Totally understandable in a situation like that. But this is a boyfriend considering a Mother's Day gift for his dog mom girlfriend.
Yeah.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Should Jay get his girlfriend dog mom a Mother's Day gift?
I'm going to say she's probably not expecting it. So if you do decide to do it, you're going to have to follow that up every year after. Like if you're going to do it this year, it's not going to be a one-time thing, I guess. So if you make the decision that Mother's Day is for your girlfriend being a dog mom.
It's for the dogs, Tommy.
Expect to do it as long as this relationship goes on for.
Okay, so you and your husband do not have kids.
No, we do not.
But you have your dog that you love very much.
Yes, we do.
Even though you let him get out one time. And has your husband ever got you a Mother's Day gift from the dog?
He has not.
Oh.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay, but no,
because
I mean,
then I would have to get him something on Father's Day for being a dog dad.
You've never got him a dog dad Father's Day?
No.
And he loves that dog. And he takes care
of
that dog.
He does. I don't think either of us expect that, because especially like Mother's Day, Father's Day, you're so focused on your own mom and your own dad that's just not something that comes to mind.
Thoughts on Jay's question, Tommy?
About giving the card from the dog.
Well, you say card. I mean, he sounds like gift. It says he, I also find it funny too. Like, you know, the phone knows exactly. Mm. They don't have a kid or they have a dog, so the phone is now feeding them ads and he should get his girlfriend a Mother's Day gift for the dog.
So I always get my wife a Mother's Day gift.
Okay.
But she has kids.
She is a mother.
Right, but we didn't make kids together.
Yeah.
So I always get her something from the dog.
So you do this.
Oh, that's
do.
Adorable.
You pansy ass bitch.
Yes, I do. And I even put the paw print
no, you
on
don't.
The thing.
You yeah, I'm pretty good at it. Draw a paw print.
Yeah.
You know why he's good at it? Because he just puts his own hand on there. He's like a human dog. You live in our house. Scratch yourself.
But you would probably do something for her whether or not you had a dog, right? On
oh, yeah.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, but so I got to have a reason to do it. So this is the reason.
Been in it a different way.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Who is Mother's Day for anymore?
Well, it should be a very finite group of women.
Well, but you say group. There was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where there wasn't a group. It was just for your mom.
That's the way it should be.
It was for your mom.
Right.
But
all these side moms started like...
Side mom.
They started encroaching and putting settlements in your own mom village. Like they pushed, these pushy bitches push their way in to grab mom.
Not like you, dog dad.
No, but they're trying to grab mom glory wherever they can.
You
now.
Get stepdad gifts.
I do.
And you did not raise your stepkid.
No. I did not.
They were, you came into their life so as like, an adult.
Yeah. Like
they were adults.
I understand your argument, but I don't get that coming from you.
But I don't demand it.
You get better Father's Day gifts than I do.
I know. Well, you know, I sell it, baby.
No, you don't. You don't do anything.
A tracksuit, baby.
All right.
All these moms just want attention.
They do. That's what it is.
No, but here's the thing. Now, you have been so spoiled now. If they were to pull back on the Father's Day
gift.
Well,
you can't pull back.
There you go.
Yeah, that's chintz.
All right. Let's do a power ranking of Mother's Day easy. Necessary gifts.
All right.
All right. So if you are a single man, your mom is number one. Done.
Right.
Easy. However, the second you are in a relationship with a mother who has your child, I would argue that woman now jumps your mom to become the number one priority on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Are we all in agreement there? Kimmy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's, yeah.
So that's really
the
where...
Mom the mom that you live with.
Exactly.
Yes. That's where it should stop.
Okay, you're right. You're right. But, in recent years, things have become more complicated. If you are married, what do you do for your mother-in-law?
Nothing.
So you say nothing.
I've never recognized any mother-in-law for anything.
Well, you don't have to on account of the Geneva Convention.
Yeah.
Not even like a joint gift? Like it would come from you and your significant other?
No, I mean, we always took care of our mothers. In both my relationships that had, you know, when they were alive. Yeah.
Okay. Kimmy, do you do something for your mother-in-law on Mother's Day?
Like so my husband and I, we're both like in charge of the gifts for our own mom, but we both
sign.
Yeah. Like it's from both of us, but we take care of the others.
Do you text her Happy Mother's Day?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I don't do that. I ain't doing that.
Why?
Because you
a text is like the easiest thing you can do.
But then you got to go down this laundry list of mothers that you know.
No.
Like, would you text your sister-in-law? Happy Mother's Day.
No, but that's not...
I wouldn't say that's expected.
Yeah, she's my sister-in-law, not my mother-in-law.
Right, but she's a mother. And
yeah,
she's in your circle of mom.
Well, now, see, now you're making a straw man argument so you don't have to send a single text, you puss-ass bitch.
Yes.
No, I don't think a text to your mother-in-law on Mother's Day is inappropriate. That's
I mean, I'm just saying it's inappropriate, but is it expected, I guess is what I'm saying. Is that rude to not wish my mother-in-law, who made my wife...
Yes.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it.
I think you got to acknowledge.
Yeah, via text, it's rude. Gift, I would say, look, that's up to you. I don't do it.
Man, you start gifting these women, you're done.
There are men that do it. There are men that go way out of their way for their mother-in-laws on Mother's Day. I mean, the argument being, you created the love of my life. Thank you. Thank you for all you've done. Okay, so mother-in-law, let's get to the most controversial.
All right.
If you split with the mother of your children,
mm-hmm.
and you are single again or with someone else, do you get your ex a Mother's Day.
What do you mean? But you got the kids.
Yes.
I guess you're obligated to because of the kids.
Is obligated like obligated? Is obligated?
Obligated.
Is obligated.
What's complicated is obligated. Is obligated.
Turkeys do things they have to do. Is that what's obligated?
I guess you're locked in.
Obligated.
I know people that do.
You're locked in with the kids.
But they did after some time.
So it took a little time.
It wasn't like a right away kind of thing. It was like after they had been split for.
Especially if you've got to play nice, like if you're on the hook financially for some stuff.
Okay,
like you need her kicking in on some things. I guess you play nice.
But there are guys who would argue, I'm paying child support. Why would I get you a gift? I'm not with you.
I mean, but I guess it's keep the temperature of the room down. And that one makes sense.
Okay.
And if your kids are young enough, you kind of have to, because you're the one that's going to be responsible for helping them get mom a gift. Whether or not it comes from you, you're the only person that's going to be there for them to help them buy something for mom.
I mean, look, to both of your guys' points, it seems like the right thing to do if you are in a good spot with your ex. Because we did find out a few years ago, there are lots of men who do this. And it would go a long way for your kids seeing you do that.
Right. I mean, the optics of the kid.
Exactly.
Too. You got to play nice.
So here's what I'm finding interesting here. 252 WCMF. We get a Facebook message from a guy named Jay. He's got a girlfriend. They have a dog together. Said he's been getting fed ads on social media. Get your girlfriend a dog Mother's Day gift. And asking Kimmy, who does not have kids but shares a dog with her husband, should he do this? As we try to figure out where the power ranking of who you should be getting gifts for. You started this conversation with all these, and I quote, bitches trying to weasel it on Mother's Day.
It's encroachment. Yep.
You have yet to, other than a text to mother-in-law, disagree with any of the gifts we have brought up. Well, you have been pro-gift the entire time.
You even brought up other family members that we hadn't thought about.
Like who?
Sister-in-law.
Like sister-in-laws.
Yeah, I'm not giving a sister-in-law.
Okay, no, nobody would think you should.
Yeah.
But like everyone else, your own mom. The woman you're married to, right? Mother-in-law, you said no. But ex with that you share kids
ex,
with?
Ex, if you got kids. Like, But, like,
So then, who encroached that you have a problem with?
Well, like your sisters. Like, I would never send my sister a Mother's Day.
I don't think so. I have done that before.
You have?
Yeah, I never wish my sister or my sister-in-laws that have kids... Nothing.
So you did it one time, but you don't do it every year?
So I've done it a couple of years. It just depends. Like, Mother's Day changes.
It's kind of shoddy and spotty.
Okay, you're going to take shots at me when you've done nothing?
But
nothing?
But I don't think you're obligated to wish your sister a happy Mother's Day.
No, I'm not saying you're obligated. I just, I'm a good person, so I take a step further. This year, like I told you, my wife just wants to be left alone on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Okay, so my brother has Mother's Day brunch. I'm going to go there, and my sisters will be there, and my mom will be there.
So because you're going to see them?
Yes, and I'll also, I get like, non-expensive bottles of wine, and I like give them to all of the moms.
So you buy chintzy-ass wine.
That.
Well, no, I didn't want to sound like a big shot.
So like, you're not going to invest anything real. It's the token of cheap wine.
No, but it is the gesture, right?
It's the gobligation.
Here's your wine with a kangaroo on it.
Women love that kangaroo wine.
Yeah, they do.
By the way, is that not?
That's so low end.
It's better
man.
Than nothing.
You
I guess.
Literally just said don't do it. I go, this is
Here's
what I do.
Here's your swill. Man, that is so low end.
I thought it was a nice gesture.
Man, you pull it up in your car, fancy boy, we're rolling in here, man. And here's your cheap wine.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
You can either drink it or put it on the salad.
A second ago, you said, don't do a damn thing.
Right.
And I go, this is what I do, and now you're killing me for not doing it.
No, you want to step below not doing a damn thing. You want cheap. Like, you're not good enough for good stuff.
I got my sister the Snoop Dogg wine a couple years ago.
Snoop doesn't even drink that stuff.
Sure he does.
It's actually pretty good.
Is it expensive? I just say it's
not expensive.
Okay. It's crap.
No, it's actually, I do.
It's crap wine. You're paying for the guy's name.
How much have you had it? What was it like when you had it?
I didn't enjoy it.
You didn't enjoy the Snoop Dogg one?
I drink his whiskey.
No, you don't, and he doesn't have whiskey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it get complicated, though? Because you bring your sister stuff.
Yeah.
But you also have, like, your sister-in-law there who's also a mom.
I bring everyone who's a mom.
Everybody gets cheap wine.
You get a wine. That's exactly
what it looks like.
He comes in with a case.
No, I do. I come in with, like, a big box that, like, there's a liquor store around the corner from where my brother used to live. So I would pop in there on the way. They would give me, like, the box.
Wait, it's not even wrapped? I was making a joke.
No, it's not wrapped.
You hand out bare bottles of wine?
Do you hear yourself right now?
Like, you don't even put it in a gift bag? This is, like,
I wouldn't expect a dad to put it in a bag.
You drop it in a bag, you hand it to somebody, says,
my husband wouldn't.
Bro, the wine gift bag.
Give you a bottle.
I would never hand somebody a bare bottle of wine unless we're christening a goddamn sub.
A bare bottle. Bro, the wine gift bag is the biggest scam in American history because you know what it is.
Bro, that's what
it's a bottle of wine.
That's the kind of wine you give to a slutty girlfriend.
So I can't wait to see my brother's in-laws this weekend.
No, I'm not calling them that. I'm saying I dated some slutty Southern girls, and that's what here's your bottle of wine, honey.
Bro.
Drink that down.
I'm not going to spend an extra $4 per bottle of wine.
I ain't going to buy. goddamn bag for $4 when I got paper bags at home.
Bro, there's 10 bags. I got to get like 10 bottles of wine. That's another $40 on something I don't even really have to do. You're such an idiot.
You're so cheap.
Shut up. All right. So if we are keeping tabs here on the mom power rankings. All right. If you're a guy whose mother is still around, has kids with his ex, got remarried, and has kids with your new wife, you could be on the hook for a gift for your mom, your wife, your ex-wife, and your current mother-in-law.
True.
Is that too much?
That's a lot.
It's four gifts.
That's a lot.
Who can you
That's
cut?
Like $13 of wine.
What do you do for the other mothers in your life?
They're all dead.
No, they're not. Your stepdaughter
you actually have a lot of moms.
Yes.
And your stepson's wife is a mother. So what'd you get them?
So I just text them.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't believe you. I don't even think you do that.
But let's say he does that. What gift bag do you put the text in? You call me low end. You call me low end.
I only give my wife.
These people get you Father's Day gifts.
Yes.
You're not involved in their life in any way. Mm. And you're going to come at me when you don't do jack, squat, gobligation.
I never had a cheap wine when I went and wiped out. Some jerk came in and bought it all. Wiped out the whole bottom shelf of dusty bottles of wine.
Take all the shots you want. I hope they hear this, and I hope they realize that you are doing
crap. Here's your wine with scuffed up label on it. With a floor waxer was in it.
Messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Yeah. John writes us, what if your current wife has a problem with you giving a Mother's Day gift to your ex who takes obligation
You married a jealous woman.
I mean,
it's tough, though, if you have kids.
But I would also understand a woman. Is that inappropriate for that woman to say, hey, this bothers me a little bit?
Yeah, but you if you have children with the other woman, she should be class enough to understand that.
Nah, but
keep her mouth shut.
But here's the thing. There are also situations, and look, I've never been in this spot, so I don't know where I'm siding here. But sharing children with your ex could also make a woman you're married to or a husband feel like they're not in the priority they should be.
But I mean, it's no surprise. I mean, you got into this marriage with these knowing that this is my past.
The history, yeah.
Yeah, but you
not
also
like I sprung it on them after the fact.
But you also don't know how you'd feel about it until you're in that situation.
Those people should keep their feelings to themselves.
Says man who just runs his mouth all day.
I'm going to guess the gift between exes is going to bother her new person more than your new
So you're
person.
Saying your ex-wife's new husband,
boyfriend,
whatever.
Whoever, yeah.
I guess and most of the time, what do you just flowers, right?
Well, no, but I mean, think about it. If you're, let's say, there was an ex involved in your situation, and he sent flowers to your wife on Mother's Day.
And with the kids involved.
Yeah, but that wouldn't twinge you a little bit?
I don't think I'd make an issue out of it.
High-end flowers, too. Something you could never afford, bro.
The high-end.
Oh, my God, just roses for days.
Does that have a bottle of wine with, like, French words on it?
No, it's got Snoop Dogg on it. She's like, wow, this is actually really good. Also edible panties.
Edible panties.
And you're not allowed to use them. It's just a snack for her for later.
I don't like sweets anyway.
You take them and she takes them off while she's taking a walk on the canal. No, I mean, look, man.
And she's eating her panties on the canal.
Well, if you can't eat them, what else are you going to use them for? Sidebar.
What?
Not the worst idea in the world. Self-edible, like just break off pieces of stuff
while you're walking.
Yeah.
All right.
Low blood sugar? Panties. 252 WCMF. We'll take one call before we move on. We're talking about the power rankings of moms and how complicated it gets and how Tommy said, oh, these women are all encroaching and then has yet to have a problem with any of these outside mothers getting a gift. Mike's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
I'm just wonderful this morning. And yourselves?
Good, man. What's up?
It's not ex-wives' day. It's not wives' day. It's Mother's Day.
Okay. I mean, look, I get where you're coming from.
It's not. You know, you should send your mother something, or the kids should send their mother something, but not you send them something. It's not ex-wife's day.
All right, so let's talk this through, Mikey. Okay. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I was just going to say, but what if your kids need your help doing that? Like, I would not have been able to get my mom something unless my dad helped, you know what I mean, when I was under a certain age.
If your kids need help sending something, picking something out, or buying it, but it shouldn't come from you.
Okay.
They're not your mother.
All right, so Mike, you have
Mother's
kids? Do you have kids?
Mother's Day is relegated for your mother.
Do you have kids, Mike?
Not. Yes.
Okay, so you never got your wife, mother of your children, a Mother's Day gift?
Never. I have four children with her. I have three children with her, plus a stepchild.
Okay.
And never, never, never did I ever get my wife or ex-wife.
So she's an ex-wife now?
For Mother's Day.
She's an ex-wife now?
Not, oh, yeah, she's my ex-wife.
Why? What happened, Mike?
Why? Because I was a drunk.
Well, yeah.
Sounds like you still are.
Sober as well. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Okay, there goes Mike.
I thought that was going to work out.
Did he hear how that sounded in?
No.
Kimmy, you should take advice about Mother's Day from the man.
I'm going to
guess. That's the guy that only watches me TV. They haven't made a good sitcom since Mr. Ed, and I'll stand by it.
If I don't get home for Gunsmoke, I swear to God.
Listen, I get his argument about putting your mom, like, you know, getting something for your mother. But I wouldn't put that above your wife?
No.
The mother of your children? I don't know.
All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You may think you have balls, but I promise you, if these allegations are true, you do not have the balls this man does.
What'd he do?
Well, committing a crime is ballsy.
Yeah.
Committing a crime in front of a cop is ballsy.
Crazy.
But committing a crime as a cop, while dressed as a cop, and working as a cop, damn, son.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Last week, we got word that a police officer from the city of Geneva had been suspended.
Mm.
And we got no details.
Yeah.
Seems, Kimmy, like those details came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Michael Tapscott was a 13-year veteran of the Geneva PD. He has resigned, according to 13WHAM.
Yeah.
After authorities say he sold drugs while in uniform, while on duty as a police officer in the city of Geneva.
So he's accused of being a drug dealer.
Defeats the purpose.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Like out of the squad car?
Okay. So police say they received a tip in late August that a uniformed officer, late April, my apologies, that a uniformed officer in a marked police car walked into a used car dealership in Geneva and sold someone a form of Adderall. That is a controlled substance. You need a prescription to get it. Super illegal.
Okay.
Also, authorities say the deal went down at 7:30 in the morning, which for some reason...
You're just getting your day started, right?
I guess you need the Adderall for it.
Yeah.
It makes it feel more icky that it was 7:30 in the morning.
But you would think nobody's around.
But it also makes sense.
Yeah, you wouldn't get busted early in the morning.
Whoa, whoops. Tapscott, the officer, was arrested. He was placed on administrative leave, and then yesterday morning, he resigned from his job.
So did he do it not knowing there was another cop around and saw him do it?
So here's the thing. It doesn't sound like it was another cop.
Oh.
At least, I mean, it may have
been.
Somebody
just turned him in like a civilian?
We don't know. Said they got a tip. So here's what's blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF.
This is like the Miami cops of the 1980s.
Is it, though? I mean, you got busted for selling like something pretty lame. It's not even a cool drug. Like, I can't even call you cocaine cop.
All right. Like, Adderall officer?
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's something that would be worth risking your job over.
So let's walk down that road, Jimmy. Right.
Yeah.
Past the fact.
Sell it to a bunch of college kids.
Past the fact that you have a police officer allegedly selling a controlled substance, which is obviously not good. Why did you do it in uniform?
I don't know.
Yeah.
For some reason, that makes a difference to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not that it would have been less illegal.
It's the boldness of it,
I guess. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. No, you nailed it. Like, had he had done it off duty, still illegal, it's still bad. But if the allegations are true, the disrespect to everything for selling a controlled substance on duty in uniform. Disrespect to the city of Geneva, to the other cops that you work with, to the people of that city you swore an oath to protect.
Did he think it was no big deal? Like, it
could be.
Like, I would just, even if I got caught, it'd be a slap on the wrist. Because you're saying it's not a, you're not dealing coke.
It's a controlled substance. You know who would know how severe it is?
Yeah, right.
A cop?
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
And here's the other thing, Tommy. Here's the other thing. It's not like this guy was new.
Yeah, he's a veteran.
13 years. He's just over a decade away from getting half pay and full benefit retirement for the rest of his life.
Yikes. But at that point, I guess when you're 13 years in on any job, that's when you're getting comfortable, though.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Like, you know, that's when you start to take things for granted, think you can maybe get away with it, push it a little bit more. I mean, that much time on actually makes more sense to me why somebody would be bold enough to do it.
Okay, but let's talk about that, Kimmy, because your husband works as a firefighter.
Yes.
And he has got a great retirement and benefits package.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Like, if you work these jobs, fantastic future for you when you get through. This dude, if the allegations are true, tossed that away for chump change on prescription Adderall.
I'm dying to know what you even make on that.
Well, yeah, seriously. Did he make $40?
Yeah.
What do a couple of Adderall pills go for now? All you college kids, 252-WCMF, 252-9.
What does Adderall do for you? Keeps you up?
Focused
or something like that?
Focus, have energy.
So here's the thing. Everyone,
everybody I know that's taking it has a completely
different
experience.
It is the weirdest thing. She's right. Everybody will tell you something different Adderall does for them. But you can't just sell it because you could walk into Wegmans and buy it. If that were the case, you wouldn't have to wait, you know, for a uniformed police officer on duty to come sell it to you at a used car dealership. But, like, past all of the mind-blowingness of all of this, the most insane part of this story, again, we're talking about Michael Tapscott, 13-year veteran of the Geneva Police Department. He has resigned after police say he sold drugs while in uniform, while on duty as a police officer in Geneva, Adderall, according to the story, to someone at a used car dealership. Tommy.
Yeah.
Someone bought drugs from an on-duty uniformed cop.
Which makes me think he knows him. Like they're personal buddies, or they have a relationship of some sort.
I would hope so, because if not,
because how else would that develop?
That would be the easiest sting operation of all time. Right.
Like, how would that ever, outside of that kind of situation, how would those two ever meet up?
I have no idea.
And make a drug deal?
I have no idea. No idea.
You know what I mean?
You would have to know them.
Yeah, you have to have a connection.
I can't imagine he's standing on the corner. Get your Adderall! Get your Adderall.
And it's a used car lot, right?
According to the story.
And it's morning. They're not open.
7:30 in the morning. I don't know. They could be getting after it early. They may be on
now,
Adderall.
What car dealership open up 7:30?
Adderall Motors.
They get stuff done.
And like again, keep in mind here. Police investigated this thanks to a tip. Which means someone else knew what happened.
Either they saw something suspicious.
They could have witnessed it, Kimmy. They could have found out afterwards. Mm. But the information this person gave was enough to get the police department to investigate one of their own officers. Mm-hmm. Now, Tommy, we've said on the show before, and again, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We've talked about on the show before how the idea of the dumb criminal is wrong. Because committing crime is harder than it looks.
Yeah.
And this story proves it. Because this guy knows how crime works. He has the protection of his job, which in a lot of people's mind puts him above suspicion.
Yeah.
And his mugshot is on the news this morning.
Oh, man.
Right? Like,
Yeah, that sucks.
I love how there are people.
What?
There are people like... Mark rates us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get us on Instagram. All he had to do was not sell in uniform and not out of a squad car. Grade A moron. Yeah, let's not give tips on how to sell drugs if you're going to do it as a police officer. Oh, you know, it would have been fine if he was in uniform. It would have been okay with it.
Yeah.
I also saw people coming to his defense because of what Kimmy said.
Adderall?
It was just Adderall.
Well, I would say this. Like, if I saw that.
Yeah.
And I came in and told you, I said, hey, man, I saw this officer handing this bottle of Adderall.
Yeah.
And you broke it down like that. I probably wouldn't say anything.
A police officer selling controlled substance.
But you say controlled substance, but since she's saying, like, not that big. You're not the cocaine cowboys over here either.
Okay.
I know it's wrong, but I don't know if I would like go, hey, Geneva's got a drug problem with their police department.
Would you want the police officer fired?
No.
Are you out of your effing mind, bro? Are you out of your effing mind?
I would say discipline and, you know, harsh, tough.
What, you mean like discipline? Like, hey, no more selling prescription drugs
no,
while in uniform is a police officer in your squad car?
No.
No more of that, sir. yelling, Adderall, get your Adderall from a guy with a badge here.
I would say busted down and in trouble.
Are you? You're out of your effing mind. You're out of your effing mind. He is arguing, Kimmy, while you're on the phone, that because it's Adderall, if he had heard about this somewhere else.
Well, Kimmy said it's no big deal.
He should have thought the cop should be
hired. Not the cocaine cop, not Miami.
Didn't say it wasn't a big deal. I just said you're selling a lame drug.
Like, lame.
If you're going to do it, I would think like you do it because you're making a huge profit or, you know, it would be worth the risk. And I just don't see how something like this would be worth the risk.
I understand that.
And Jacob brings up a good question here on Instagram.
What does Jacob say?
Again, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Now, look, all we have in front of us are allegations.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they are just allegations. Yeah. That being said, Jacob says, how many times has he sold and didn't get caught? He had to have done this before and felt comfortable enough to be in uniform in a patrol car. Now, there's nothing that suggests that, but I think that's a valid question.
I understand.
And, you know, look, not to go down the slippery slope thing, you're accused of and convicted of whatever you are, right? But, you know, you say it's Adderall. Are we sure that's all that it is?
Well, we don't know. We don't know, but I can only go by what is presented in the court of the break room.
I can only allow him to keep his job based on what I know, which is still bad.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm saying, hey, buddy, you got a problem over there. We're coming down on you.
Yeah, so go enforce the law tomorrow.
No, I
know. That you broke.
Pull him off the street.
That you broke. Do what?
Bust him down to his desk job.
Counting all the drugs in the evidence locker?
You'll be on school bus duty.
Yeah, let's give the guy who sells Adderall, allegedly, access to children, which is another issue that might be a thing because I've gotten this a couple of times. Cody's on CMF. Hey, Cody. How are you, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
Yo.
Just checking in. On Reddit, they're saying this guy used to be the DARE officer in Geneva.
All right, if it's on Reddit, it's got to be true.
It's got to be true. Everything you read on the internet is true. Also, Tommy was asking what Adderall does to you. Makes you super wired and turns your penis into an elevator button.
You can just use your finger.
Take it easy, fellas.
There goes Cody. All right. Don't pander laugh at me, you bitch. If it's not good, you let me sit that. 252 WCMF, a 13-year veteran of the Geneva Police Department, has resigned after being arrested for allegedly selling Adderall at 7:30 in the morning at a used car dealership while in uniform, while working, while driving around in the squad car. He was put on administrative leave, resigned early yesterday. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, brother. What do you got?
All right, so I was prescribed Adderall from third grade until I graduated high school. And, man, let me tell you, when I came of, like, 16 years old, I realized quickly that people really wanted this stuff. So, of course, I started selling it, you know, at that age. And these people would come offering drugs, paintball guns, skateboard, anything you could imagine. They were fiends for this stuff. And I dabbled a little bit in trying it in the nasal method myself. And let me tell you, that stuff, you will sit down in front of a computer. You will concentrate for like 10 hours straight. You do not need to eat. You will not feel hungry. You will just get stuff done nonstop.
Okay, let's not talk about how great Adderall is. I mean, there are bad things that come along with the Adderall.
Yes.
Things will happen.
As with any drug.
Yes.
So it makes you uber-focused.
But you should be taking it under a doctor's care.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. There are going to be people that abuse it.
I, back then, I graduated in 2008. back then, I was on 30 milligram pills. They were going for $5 a piece. I had a 3 month supply. It would be gone in 3 days. That's the type of fiendishness these people were for these things.
So then how did you, I mean, so did you stop using it then? Like, wasn't that a little suspicious that you go through it that fast?
I think my parents might have turned a little bit of a blind eye, but...
Well, yeah, I mean...
You're turning profit.
They don't have to buy you a PlayStation 2. Yeah. It all worked out for them, too, Nick.
Hey, man, it was great, you know, and I was getting all the things that I wanted because people just wanted this stuff, but...
So listen to Nick. Sell your pills. No, stop, Nick. I got to let you go. Thanks for the call. Dear God.
And that was in a down economy in 08.
All right, so you were asking what this stuff costs, Adderall?
Yeah, right now.
I'm not going to use his name.
Okay.
Because he says, allegedly, $200 to $400 for 30 to 60 pills, depending on the deal.
Damn. So like a full jar of pills is $400?
Well, yeah, if you're in the 1940s and you're still buying your pills in jars.
Well, you know.
I got me a mason jar of Adderall.
What do you call it today? The pill cup. Thing.
And Uncle Stevie's hip elixir.
Is it difficult? Like, let's say you are somebody that's buying these pills from a kid like Nick.
Yeah.
Is it that hard to get, like, your own prescription if you feel like you need it?
You just go to the doctor, right?
I have no idea. Oh. I mean, I don't know what the test would be. I don't know. Oh. Maybe it's cheaper to do it this way, depending on what insurance would. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. You know, going back to the story, like, with this police officer allegedly selling Adderall at a used car dealership while in uniform on duty with the police car and everything out in Geneva, is it the stupidity or the disrespect that is more infuriating in this story?
Oh, probably for the officer?
No, I'm saying, like, as an outside observer.
Yeah.
Are you bothered more by the stupidity of allegedly selling drugs while on duty in uniform? Or does it bother you more the disrespect he had for everybody involved?
I think it's got to be the disrespect.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's the whole image of a police department is built on respect.
I mean, look, if the allegations are true, not only did you sell your future for whatever cash
you got,
but you also sold your past. Because no one will now be impressed with your 13-year law enforcement career when it ends in a drug deal.
Yeah, you blew it all. Yeah. You blew up your family, everything.
Yeah.
And, like, speaking as a kid who grew up in Copland, you know, like a son of a police officer, that guy's social circle's gone, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody, like, backs off.
Cops hang
in
with
a small
cops.
Small town like that.
Yeah, absolutely. How many of these people that you worked with are going to want to be seen with you now, man? And that's even if they're not personally offended by what you allegedly did.
But he could get a job at another town as a cop, probably, right?
In theory?
Like South cop? Tampa cop?
Yeah, I mean, I I'll be honest with you. I don't know what the rules are now. We have seen guys accused of much worse.
Yeah, they go to other places.
But, I mean, I don't know. If he's convicted, I don't know what that situation is. So, unless he cops to a plea. Who the hell knows? I'm not a lawyer, Tommy. I don't know about Adderall. I'm not a lawyer. I don't sell used cars.
I am finding about Adderall, though.
Don't do this.
My age, I'd kill me. How many pills I take a day just to stay alive?
Maybe you're taking too many.
I'm Tommy full of pills.
Ooh, go get it, girl.
What's that?
Man, these girls busted their you-know-what, and it paid off for them. But here's the thing.
What's that?
What we have in front of us is an average. And what we need to determine is, did every single girl sell around this much? Mm-hmm. Or is this due to a couple of moms and dads?
Go-getters.
Oh, boy. Because you remember those kids, Kimmy.
Oh, I do.
And those families. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Girl Scout season, cookie season is over in our region. And in front of us, we have the final numbers for Girl Scout cookie sales.
All right.
Now, they sold tens of thousands.
Mm.
But it says the average Girl Scout in our area, Greater Rochester area, sold 205 boxes of cookies each. Each.
That's a lot.
That's a lot
of
cookies.
So when you have a daughter that's in Girl Scouts, who's able to sell those cookies besides your daughter? You know, it's like the parents can sell them at work.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother could go sell them to somebody through you. Like, everybody in the family or your aunts and uncles can get involved.
I've always seen just like the parent or guardian do it.
But it sounds like anybody in the family can get involved. Right?
I don't know what the rules are.
Because people come in from work. I remember, hey, my kid's selling cookies.
I've never heard that. Like,
I don't know how
niece.
Common that is. Like, I don't know why as an aunt or uncle you'd be like, oh, I will also jump in and help you.
Well, you might want to have like a grandparents.
Maybe.
I don't know. Usually I mean, I don't know. I'm asking like where the line is.
I don't think they well, limit you know, it. But
you know why he's asking.
Why?
Because he's afraid he's going to have to sell cookies.
Yes. Yeah, I don't like, want to get stuck at some
like if you
Walmart.
Know somebody that wants cookies, I don't think they're going to say, nope, nope, must come directly from this.
Well,
person.
I mean, because the thing is to teach these young girls business, right? And how to, and responsibility. And it kind of got away from that.
Okay.
And all that's why that, now it's just about moving cookies.
All you do is crap all over the Girl Scout cookie program.
I
Every
do.
Time it comes up.
Because it's not what it was deemed to be, you know, when Woodrow Wilson introduced it to sell these cookies. Woodrow Wilson introduced the Girl Scout cookie program because we were going off to war and the boys needed cookies.
It's not. None of that happened.
Yeah, they all needed Thin Mints. Thin Mints won the war.
Nothing you
Along
were
with wheat.
Okay.
Wheat and Thin Mints.
I always see the girls out there selling them.
Kimmy, I had five girls knock on my door this year. My nieces, both from Philadelphia, called me to sell me.
I would actually find it suspicious.
Add a state cookie, you're in trouble, buddy.
They have cookies we don't get here, man.
I would actually find it suspicious if it was just a parent standing there with cookies.
Yeah, it's always
No,
a girl.
But you do have it here. Like people come here and they have those
if
things.
You know, like a mom or dad.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay.
It seems like the program's tainted.
Okay, no, it's not at all. It's a fundraiser for girls to go do things to make them better people.
It does.
Holy crap.
And that's what Woodrow Wilson wanted in the beginning.
All right, here's
saying they're not doing the work.
They're not.
Oh, my God. I was kidding.
Nobody wants to sell cookies anymore.
Okay, so what I had wondered when I saw this number, Kimmy.
Yeah.
205 boxes. You're not Kimmy. It's a lot of cookies per kid.
That is a lot. And I'm thinking, like, you know, say you're going around your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
What's like the most you think one person would buy?
Okay, five. So I bought 20 boxes this season.
Oh, jeez.
From one kid?
No, I kept re-upping.
All right.
Oh.
I bought like 6 boxes.
How do you re-up?
I'm trying to think of how many people you'd sell to for that.
Wait, so if a kid comes to the door and I eat all the cookies.
Yeah.
How do I get the cookies? You call the kid?
Well, I think we talked about this. I always buy like 6 boxes and I go, this will be plenty, right?
Yeah.
And I eat them in a week.
I gotcha.
And then I have to frantically find either locations that are selling cookies or kids that have not turned in their cookie order forms yet.
But how do you find those kids?
Social media.
So you go on social media to find kids that are selling cookies to get cookies.
I'm not proud of it, but
it's
the only way you get these cookies.
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
It works every year. I just put out on Twitter or Instagram, I need more cookies.
And here come the kids.
Yep, and some mom will send me like a link. Or like, hey, we'll be at Walmart here.
It's like you're a sugar junkie.
I take it back. I bought 30 boxes of cookies this year.
No way.
Okay. So I bought the 6 for my nieces in Philly. I bought a couple of boxes from the kids in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I bought another 6 from a Walmart that I went to because I needed it.
Mm.
And then on St. Patrick's Day, this was brilliant.
Yeah,
the parade day. I had a couple of beers.
Okay.
And like my whole family was there. And some Girl Scouts set up in the hotel. Right where the parade was.
Man. Drunks.
And I bought 10 boxes of cookies.
See, that's good marketing right there. Get the drunks money.
And well, remember, there was that story where those girls were selling it outside a dispensary, and they tried to shut them down.
Brilliant.
And they couldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, those girls got like $60 of my money
man.
While I had been drinking for those cookies.
What a racket.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. So, Kimmy, is every girl selling around 200 boxes?
I mean, I guess it would make sense, because let's say you go around your neighborhood. Even that, like, let's say you get 20 people who buy 2 boxes. I mean, that adds up pretty fast.
Okay. But the reason I ask is, like, this could also be a situation where there's, like, 10 families in the area that, like, you know those families.
Yeah, they right? go. I mean, there's always going to be one or two kids in every troop, I guess, that goes above and beyond. And that's I think, more on, like, their parents.
It's always on the parents. It does suck, though, when you're in that group. Because, like, you're all proud of yourself for selling, like, 10 things, and then here comes a kid who sold 1,000 boxes of cookies.
Yeah, it's not really fair.
Well, no,
it's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
Well, it is a competition. You're trying to sell, baby.
No, it's not. What are you?
You learn to sell. You got to be aggressive.
It's the equivalent.
You got to grow your business.
With Telly Savalas?
To me.
Cookie Club, baby.
You're going to find cookie deals like this in a newspaper?
You're not. You got to go on social media.
To me, it's the equivalent of, like, the Boy Scouts soapbox derby. Is that what it's
called? Yeah, oh, God.
Because the kid with, like, the parent who's an engineer is going to have the best possible outcome.
Or the cheating
Like, the kid
dad.
Contributed, but it was mostly on the parent.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The average Girl Scout in our area sold 205 boxes of Girl Scout cookies this last Girl Scout cookie season. And Tommy is just spending this entire break to try and convince everybody why Girl Scouts selling cookies is not good.
I'm not saying it's not good. But
no, you are.
I just said we got away from the traditional why the girls do it.
252.
To mold young women.
252-WCMF. Please don't ever say that again.
Mold young women.
Frank's on CMF. Hey, Frankie. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Yeah, my bookkeeper had three daughters that were all in Girl Scouts. And she would bring in a form for each employee.
Oh my God!
And the average employee would.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said bookkeeper. Is it like accountant? I thought you meant like a bookie.
Oh
no, bookkeeper.
No, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you meant
lady.
I'm sorry. I thought you. Yeah, I tried to go put $50 on the Jets, and I walked away with $30. I'm sorry, Frank. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she'd bring in forms for everybody, and the average guys would buy like 6 to 12. And never, she'd bring boxes and boxes in when they came in. I mean, they were huge. I mean, we probably had 300 cookies.
300 boxes of cookies.
300 boxes just for us between everybody. And what we bought some for the company.
Man, what a scam.
Why is it a scam?
You hit a fat vein like that, your kid's going to be like top Girl Scout, whatever that is. What's an Eagle Scout
every year?
They've
grown up, so they don't come in anymore.
And it sucks, right, Frank? You lost your plug.
I miss my cookies.
No, I miss my cookies.
I gotta go score them on the street now.
Frank, thanks for the call, buddy. No, you asked like what the top cookie. You get the Woodrow Wilson Award.
Oh, you do?
For making
wait,
up,
they still have
for
that?
Making up facts about Girl Scouts. Troy writes on Instagram. So wait.
What?
You bought an addictive substance from a girl in uniform while on the job?
That's right.
By the way, with an average of like $6 a box, these cookies,
yeah,
that means the average Girl Scout in our area, if they sold 200, sold around $1,200 each in cookies.
Wow.
Damn.
That is impressive.
Do they get a cut of that or something?
I mean, the troops do. The girls don't get like cash in their
pocket. No, I mean, like, it goes towards a den or whatever you call them. What do you call it?
What is a Girl
Scout? Activities?
No. Den. Like the group of Girl Scouts.
The Cub Scouts, it's a den.
Troop. Right. Troop. Troop, 385.
So troop gets cash.
Yeah.
For the troop.
Yeah.
Right.
God bless the troop.